Welcome to Manufacturing Talk Radio, your source for breaking news, business trends, and economic forecasts here and abroad that impact one-third of America's economy. And now your hosts, Lou Weiss and Tim Grady.
And thank you for joining us on this episode of Manufacturing Talk Radio, where we're going to be speaking with Anthony Nieves, who is a committee chair for the Services PMI Business Survey as part of the Institute for Supply Management's Report on Business that we do with both Tim Fiore and Anthony Nieves. And Lou, once again, a good report, and we'll be excited to dig into it with Anthony.
It's a good report. I do have some questions for Anthony. I hope he's up for my questions, because I'm seeing some strange anomalies which only he and the gurus of the economic world can answer. So, good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Lou. Good morning, Tim. Thanks for having me on the show.
I thought that because of the delay in sound, I thought you left after my question routine. Anyhow,
no, I was just tightening my seatbelt.
Okay. No problem. I'll take it easy on you. So tell us about, we don't want to talk about the election last night because we don't talk politics. We do let our feelings be known, but I'm not going to go into that either. So why don't you take us through the world of services, services report.
Sure thing. So we see that the services sector came in with a composite index of 56.6, down slightly from the 57.8 last month, 1.2 percentage points. And we have to keep in mind that we're not near pre-pandemic levels. We are, it looks like, been on the path of recovery now here for 5 months of growth. We're not at pre-pandemic levels, yet things are boding well for the services sector. We see at business activity at 61.2. That's down 1.8 percentage points. New orders at 58.8 is down 2.7 percentage points. Employment had a slight pullback to 50.1, still above the 50 baseline, which reflects growth. I always like to remind the listeners that we are measuring change month over month, so anything over 50 measures an increase, and below 50 contraction when you compare it to the prior month's numbers. And the last index that comprises the composite is 56.2, meaning deliveries are slowing.
So let me bring up a point before you go through this whole report, because the rest of the report, you know, is basically no surprise, whether there was one in particular. But the point being, the first four items, these are the most important items in this report, all have gone down. And most of the others going forward in the report are up, except for, you know, one or two. But what do you think is, tell me the story behind services, business activity, new orders, and employment. Why are they all down?
Well, when you look at, again, they're down as far as the rate of growth, but still growing at a decent pace, a good, strong pace when you compare September and October. So October was a stronger, it doesn't have the same strength as far as the rate of growth, but we have grown month over month. So that's why we don't like to put a numeric value to the diffusion indexes. It's more measuring directional change. And so therefore, when you look at this, again, keep in mind that as we've come out of and tried to get through this pandemic, we're not there yet, but we're recovering as far as business levels are concerned. There's still so many variables in place right now that are hindering even a more accelerated growth. And when you're coming from rock bottom, where we were the first few months of the pandemic, it's certainly difficult to You'll see great strength just on any change going in the positive direction, but then it'll wane a bit because we have certain things in place that are limiting the ability to have a fast, rapid recovery, namely the pandemic itself. Then we look at weather-related issues, capacity constraints, things that are highlighted in the report from the different industries that comprise the services sector that talk about things such as just the logistics part of it. And to further to your question, Lou, when you asked about why are some of the indexes below showing increase, and some of those are related to, and you'd have to look at them each specifically, but I'll take inventories, for example. There was a concerted effort to reduce inventories as it related to the fiscal period for government public administration, and that was September 30th. So we knew there'd be a pop-up in October as it relates to inventories for that particular industry.
Right.
Coupled with there were supply issues prior to that, the buildup for PPE and some of the other related items caused a delay in building up inventories for that. So, and it varies again by company, by industry within this sector. So there were certain variables there that caused the inventories to pop up because it contracted the prior month. Prices,
so to
that could be, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Forgive me, to simplify for our audience, those first four items that you gave us a detailed analysis of, basically, it's that we are still growing strongly at a slower pace.
Yes. And a slightly slower pace at that.
Yeah, slightly, right. So that's all good news, folks.
Absolutely. And this sector is reflecting strength.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I thought there was another question there.
No.
Well, I was going to say
Anthony, who's bragging and who's singing the blues in services?
Well, when you look at the various industries, that there are 16 industries that reflected growth, looking at the composite index, and there were only two industries that reflected contraction. The two industries reflecting contraction was arts, entertainment, and recreation, and the other was public administration. So the first one is easy enough to explain. Theme parks, movie theaters, those type of industries are in that, those type of businesses are in that, those industries. Public administration, you know, that's government, municipalities. Again, there was pullback. They stayed open, many of the offices and whatnot, because they had the support, just social services, anything else related to keeping the country going. So there was some pullback there as far as activity, but nothing to where we're seeing the overall sector impacted, because, again, we had 16 industries reflecting growth.
Well, it's obviously strong and positive news. Now, what are your respondents sharing with you that's helped formulate this survey?
Well, you know, it's great that I really get a good pulse on what's happening within the sector from the numerous comments that our respondents submit on the survey each month. And this one from Retail Trade, we continue to be cautiously optimistic that the rebound in business that began in July continues to sustain. Another one from Wholesale Trade, business continues to gain as people are traveling and businesses are opening up to consumers. So I'm going to put a caveat on that. And we have to keep this in mind, that some of the variables I mentioned earlier at the start of the show, weather's changing. We've had hurricane issues. We've had some supply interruption in that regard. So we don't know down the road, especially with the increase in COVID cases in certain areas. That's all going to really impact how this growth and recovery continues over the next few months. So we'll really have to keep an eye on that and see. And again, these are local decisions, local government, municipalities, state decisions. You have complete opposites. In the state of California, they're looking at pullback. They were going to open up certain things last week, and they didn't. But the state of Florida, they reopened as if they're back to full business. So again, we're reliant on what's going on in those each of the local government areas and what decisions they make, and that will affect the rate of the recovery and or whether or not there'll be pullback.
In terms of the recovery, Anthony, how far off are we from last year because of COVID? Do you have any sense of that in this report or from your respondents?
You know, that's a great question, and one that I couldn't even begin to answer at this juncture. However, it's a good segue into our semi-annual release, where we do get into those measurements, for example, business revenues, sales ratio, sales to inventory ratio, those type of things that we will be looking at. And that semi-annual release will be, we're still projecting the date to be sometime between Thanksgiving, or right after Thanksgiving, and somewhere between then and Christmas.
Yes, and that's certainly another discussion we look forward to having with you and Tim Fiore when that happens. I know we'll get a heads up and we'll get you guys back on the air. Lou?
Yeah, that's actually, I thought the date had been already chosen, but we're looking forward to giving that report with you on the show. So all in all, you know, it seems as though, and I said this to Tim Fiore the other day, I said, it seems as though when there's not a lot of bad things to talk about, there's not a lot of things to talk about.
Well, we can celebrate the good things. You know, I think, you know, one of the things I should mention is that the reason why I don't have a definitive date, or we don't have a definitive date on the semi-annual, is we wanted to wait till the election was over. And so therefore we wanted to see how that might impact how our survey responds.
And who knows when that'll be over.
Yeah, exactly. So we might be still talking about this in three shows from now, for all I know.
You're right about that. The lawyers are going to be talking about it for a long time.
They've been talking about it for the last 4 years.
Yeah. Well, Anthony, were there any surprises in the report?
Well, you know, I think that I try not to each month project where it's going to come, you know, where the numbers will be. But I was pleasantly surprised that we maintained the strength we did, because, as I mentioned earlier, that we were coming out of rock bottom. We were coming from rock bottom, and that I expected a strong push initially, and then I thought it would wane because of the just with the restrictions still in place because of the pandemic. So the numbers coming in where they are, even though they're slightly below on the rate of change, they're still very strong numbers. These are good numbers. If you think back when we were going through the recessionary period and we came out of the recession, and if we saw numbers like this on the rate of growth, we would have been ecstatic. So again, we're not at pre-pandemic levels. I not to be redundant, but I just have to remind everyone that we're not there yet. And to your earlier question, Tim, we don't know exactly what levels that we are at. I do know that that varies by company and industry, and it's due to the type of businesses that comprise this sector, very eclectic. So some of the industries have been hit harder than others, and some have not been as negatively impacted by the pandemic as others. So I think that as long as we don't get derailed by a substantial increase or a second wave of this COVID that everyone's talking about, we should maintain or sustain this path of growth and recovery.
To your point, Anthony, And I was talking to another manufacturing organization the other day, who, and we were discussing what my perception is, which is to your point that some sectors are stronger than others and others are weaker than others. But if it weren't for example, on the ISM, if it wasn't for transportation and aerospace, the number would be higher, as an example. So there are two or three of these sectors that are down that are actually holding the number back. Had those numbers been greater, if we had more airplanes going out the door and so on, if Disney didn't lose $4 billion and close down California, I mean, the numbers would be a lot stronger. So that's something that people have to understand, that what dictates the ups and downs of the various numbers. But certainly nobody knows them better than you and Tim.
Well, I can tell you that when you look at the composite index for the services sector and those four sub-indexes that comprise the composite, the one that is really holding back the number is the employment figure just over the baseline of 50.1. And part of the employment picture is that jobs have come back, but not fully. Businesses have changed the way they conduct business. There's still a shortage in certain industries like construction. It's not about the unemployment level and what's available on the bench, so to speak, but it's about applicable qualified workers for that industry. And so they had a shortage before the pandemic, and the pandemic has right. exacerbated that. So I think when – and this sector, as employment goes, that's how this sector goes. And granted, as I mentioned, they've changed the way they've conducted business. There's a lot more people working remotely, and they may not be working the same amount of hours and doing it with less headcount as well. So these are all the factors and variables that come into play, and hopefully sooner rather than later, the employment picture will change.
So do you dare to make a – I don't want to use the word prediction or forecast, but do you want to make a guess about the month of November?
I think that the month of November has so many contingencies associated with it, but I'll still, I'm not afraid to be wrong. If I was 100% right about everything, you guys wouldn't even be talking to me right now. I'd be somewhere else. But but I will say that I expect November to still reflect growth. I don't think it'll be as strong as it is this month, and solely because of some of the factors that we've been talking about, like the weather, which will limit certain businesses as far as how they've moved things outdoors, like especially in the accommodation and food services. Retail has been doing okay, doing better than some of the other industries, yet things have moved to more online things, and that doesn't negatively impact the figures coming out. But I don't anticipate with the what's hanging out there is this supposedly second wave of COVID, and the increase in cases may prevent some locales from opening up. So I'm hoping that that's not the case, but I think we'll see, again, strong numbers come in next month, just not where we are right now.
Okay, that makes me feel actually pretty good. I don't mind growing slower, but just keep growing.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. Well, Anthony, kind of wrap this up in a bow for our listeners as we begin to close out this segment, the totality of this report.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite, I think you faded out on me there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted you to kind of wrap up the totality of this report for our listeners.
Okay, great. As we look at the release today for the services sector, and we talked about the PMI and the sub-indexes, we see a continued rate of growth, not as strong as what we had reflected from September, but looking at October's numbers, definitely still strong. The increase of some of the sub-indexes, like imports and exports, that was based on some strength in the global markets, yet we've seen some pullback in Europe, even though Asia, Taiwan, and China are doing quite well. China had a seven-year high on their services index. So I think going forward, based on what we see in these numbers, that we'll see continued growth, albeit perhaps slower, but anything over 50 is, we'll take it, because it just means we've been growing month over month. And hopefully we'll be able to maintain or control this pandemic and turn the corner on it. Who knows how long that might be, but the country just looks like, between the two sectors, manufacturing and non-manufacturing, or services, I should say, are on this path of recovery.
Didn't we turn the corner on the COVID back in Easter?
Depends who you ask.
We never know.
Well, it's a good report. We had a good conversation also with Tim Fiore earlier in this week, so I recommend that those who are in the manufacturing side go listen to the show, the ISM manufacturing show, which was just 3 days ago. It's on our website, and so will this be there. And we thank ISM for allowing us to publish and explain to those who are busy making things and running businesses that don't have the time to do the kind of deep dive reporting on their particular manufacturing sector. So we thank you for that.
Well, thank you. We appreciate being on the show.
Well, we always appreciate having you, Anthony, and so we look forward to chatting with you next month, and whenever that semi-annual report comes out, we'd certainly like to have you on the show again for that.
Appreciate it. Take care, gentlemen, and stay safe out there.
We will.
You too. You take care now. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
And we've been speaking with Anthony Nieves, who is the committee chair for the Services PMI Report on Business, which is incredibly positive again this month. Matter of fact, the 12-month average is 54.1, so that, even in spite of the shutdown and the reopening, is very strong in the growth area. If you'd like to learn more about that, we encourage you to go to msgtalkradio.com. Or you can visit jacketmediaco.com, where you will find all of our websites, including this show and the Women in Manufacturing show, which talks about women in business and manufacturing. Great shows there. Amy Nicholas does a show called Full Time with Amy, talking about the work-life balance. We also have Cliff Waldman with Manufacturing Matters, talking about the economy in manufacturing, and some great guests on Cliff's show, along with Hazard Girls, which talks about women in unusual fields and career paths in the workaday world. And what am I missing? I feel like I'm missing one. Where's Willie?
That's why we don't know where he is.
That's right. We don't know where Willie is, so tune in and find out where Willie is. And as always, thank you for listening to this episode of Manufacturing Talk Radio.
Thanks for joining us on Manufacturing Talk Radio. You can hear our next broadcast each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at msgtalkradio.com.